Together We Are the Storm. Written by Winchester Witch. Rating is mature. Creator chose not to use archive warnings. Category is female male. Fandoms, supernatural. Relationship, Dean Winchester / female reader. Characters, Dean Winchester, Sam Winchester, briefly. Additional tags, NSFW, explicit language, lots of F-bombs, verbal argument, smut, a little Dom Dean vibe. Summary. Angry with the way the brothers have been treating her, the reader decides to take matters into her own hands and fight through the storm that is Dean Winchester. Notes. Credits. Beta, the absolutely amazing Princess Misery 666. Inspired by conversations with Kala of Noldor. The hunt had been rough. Another in the series of hunts that had gone wrong lately. Either taking longer than they should to complete, ending with more casualties for no reason other than to entertain the current monster of the week, or one of you being injured or almost killed. The three of you can't seem to catch a break. The back-to-back hunts and close quarters for hours on end in Baby and cheap motel rooms are beginning to wear on everyone's nerves. This time, it was a witch disguising her kills as werewolf victims. You knew something felt off from the start and had tried several times to get the boys to trust your instincts, to listen to your theory. Weariness and frustration replaced caution and thoroughness. Egos, tempers, and stubbornness came into play, and they had continued to ignore your input, and you continued to grow more resentful as the hunt dragged on. Sam, especially, had dug his heels in, adamant that it was werewolves. Now, everyone is mad, and no one is talking. Sam is pissed because you had flipped him off with a snarky, "I told you so," after you'd shot her and proved him wrong. Dean is furious because you had thrown yourself in front of him to shoot the bitch as she was about to whammy him with a spell, narrowly missing getting hit by the purple haze yourself. Knowing Dean, you know that he's also berating himself for not figuring it out sooner and feeling guilty for not listening to you, even if he hadn't admitted it yet. Neither one of you has yet to acknowledge that you had been correct and had saved both their asses, which pisses you off. You wanted to tear into both of them regarding those particular facts, but you were too tired to deal with the irate bears you would awaken. The 30-minute ride back to the motel is made in complete silence. No music blaring from the radio, no words exchanged, not even a huff of anger escaping through flared nostrils. Dean stares at the road ahead, hands gripped tight on the wheel. Sam had shoved his earbuds in as soon as he settled in the passenger seat and was currently scrolling through his phone. And you stare at Dean's profile from behind Sam, hoping that he will give you some kind of indication that it will eventually all be okay. After several drawn-out moments with not even a twitch of his lips, you turn to stare out the window, watching tree branches flailing in the heavy gusts of wind. There's a storm brewing, and not just on the other side of the glass. It starts to pour just as Dean puts Baby in park and yanks the keys from the ignition. As if the sky knows the turmoil inside all of you and it needs release. When he slams her door shut, you know it's going to be a long night and probably an even longer ride home tomorrow. As soon as Dean enters the room, he makes a beeline for the bathroom, slamming the door hard enough to rattle the mirror hanging on the wall next to it. Sam grabs his duffel and huffs that he's going to get his own room for the night, slamming the other door on his way out. The picture on the wall nearby falls to the floor with the impact, breaking the frame. You're left standing alone in the middle of the room. The only sound is the rain hitting the window remixed with Dean's muffled curses. Well, fan-fucking-tastic. Now you are undeniably angry at everyone and everything. The monsters that prey on innocence for fun. Demons and angels for being a bunch of douchebags and dickheads. Sam for his fucking pissy attitude lately, and for leaving you alone to deal with his brother. And Dean for his fucking self-righteous, self-sacrificing bullheadedness. You're even angry with yourself because you continue to let these men and the vile creatures you hunt get under your skin and have control over your emotions. Well, that is about to end. No more tiptoeing around the issues. No more playing devil's advocate between the boys. No more keeping your feelings in check for the sake of someone else's. No more burying all the emotions because it's the hunter way. Most of all, the little dance between you and Dean that's been happening lately has got to stop. Every so often, you'll catch him staring at you like he wants to eat you alive in the best way possible. But then moments later, he's scowling like he can't stand the sight of you. He's up the PDA when you go out to a bar, being a cock block anytime it looks like you might get lucky, but then we'll saunter out the door with a busty beauty at the end of the night. There's also the overbearing protectiveness that has surfaced on hunts the past few weeks. It's enough to give you whiplash, and it's all fucking bullshit. That's what it is. Fuck all of them, especially Dean and his stubborn, sexy ass. If he isn't going to grow a pair and admit how he feels, then it's time that I did. You know that Dean and Sam had spent years being forced to suppress their feelings and put the job first. You, on the other hand, had always tried to maintain a healthier approach regarding your mental and emotional state, making sure to appreciate the little moments of happiness you were able to find in this godforsaken life. You'd always been willing to ask for help or discuss your feelings, even the worst of them, knowing that bottling things up would only cause more issues in the long run. That had changed when you had joined the Winchesters in their quest to rid the world of all things evil. It has been such a gradual process over the years that you just now realize that you have come to repress your emotions almost as skillfully as the brothers. There'd been no hesitation or thought about possibly sacrificing your own life when you threw yourself in front of Dean to keep the witch from harming him. Only now do you realize how close you'd come on the previous hunt to being a gourmet meal for a vamp, after throwing yourself in front of both of them to give Dean a distraction to chop its head off. Your alcohol consumption has increased tenfold in the past months, and you are more guarded, shutting yourself off and building the walls higher and thicker around your heart. The realization that you have become a mini version of Dean momentarily knocks the wind out of you, and you place a hand on the nearby wall to steady yourself. Son of a bitch. You huff into the empty room. Fuck, I even sound like him. Well, that explains a lot. Explains why you feel so miserable and alone, even when you are around others. Why you are so quick to anger. Why you constantly let the Winchesters take the lead, even when you know better. And why you find yourself in the situation you are in now. Oh, this is so not the person I wanted to become. Grabbing a pillow from the bed, you bury your face in it, screaming. When you're forced to come up for air, you grip the edges of the pillow and begin beating it against a small table in the kitchenette. Such is the fury behind each hit that the cheap material rips after only the fourth swing, the filling inside billowing out in little balls of white fluff and each smack to the wood, like tiny smoke signals.
What did that pillow ever do to you?
There's amusement in his voice, the shower seemingly having washed away the bulk of his outrage. But you know that the amusement is only feathering the hard edge of his anger that he has once again chosen to push down and hold contained. That knowledge and the smug grin on his perfect pink lips, towel slung low on his hips, and freckled skin glistening when you turn to face him are enough to send you into a blinding rage. To his misfortune, he had stepped close enough to be within striking distance. You swing fast and hard. Without its filling, the loose white cotton whips around the back of his head and smacks him in the face as you screech, "Fuck you, Winchester." Dean yelps, hands flailing in the air until he's able to grasp a handful of fabric, pulling it away from his face and ripping it from your grasp. Throwing what's left of the battered pillow to the side, he shouts, "What the hell is wrong with you?" "You! That's what's wrong with me," you yell back. "You! And... Fuck it, I'm done." You swear you can see panic fill the lines of his stupidly stunning face, but as you blink, his features harden, eyes narrowing.
"What do you mean you're done?"
"I mean, I'm done." Throwing your hands in the air, you gesture to indicate the entirety of the space. "I'm done with fucking everything, with monsters and angels and demons and with Sam's bitchiness." Jabbing a finger in his direction, you bark. "I'm especially done with you. You and your stubborn, I just... Growling, you curl the fingers of both hands in the air like you want to choke him.
Urgh!
Turning, you take a couple of steps away, trying to wrangle in your thoughts and calm down. Shouting isn't going to help the situation, but before you have a chance, Dean lets loose.
You know what? Maybe you're right. Maybe you should be done.
The anger is back, hard and unyielding in the rasp of his voice.
You've been reckless lately, throwing yourself in front of me today in that vamp a couple of weeks ago. I had it handled both times.
You spin on your heels, the blood in your veins boiling, releasing the hiss of your breath like steam shrilling from a teapot that's been on the burner too long. I saved your ass today, and both you and Sam on that vampire hunt, and neither one of you has bothered to thank me for it.
I'm not going to thank you for nearly getting yourself killed.
He rakes a hand through his hair and scratches at the back of his neck. You're not sure if he's frustrated that you aren't backing down, or if he's starting to regret what he's said. His next words, though, are like dry tinder to your wildfire, and not even the raging squall outside is going to help douse the flames.
You're getting sloppy. You need to stick to the plan Sam and I put in place. Follow our lead.
Never in your life have you been so enraged. Your entire body begins to vibrate, pushing your words through clenched teeth. You motherfucking bastard. Dean's eyes widen, panic creeping into his features as he realizes that he's pushed too far and you aren't walking away.
Look, I...
No, you don't have the right to say those things to me. You are the one that never follows a plan. You are the reckless one. You are the one always so willing to sacrifice yourself. Damn it, for once I wish you would just...
I would just what?
He interrupts.
What the hell do you want me to do?
Dean shouts, eyes dark with anger like the thick storm clouds roiling outside, a flash of lightning punctuating the indignation in his voice. Throwing your hands in the air, you scream back. I want... Skin flushed with rage, chest heaving, and hands clenching into fists, you stop. Narrowing your eyes, you try to control your breathing as you hiss. Never mind. It doesn't matter what I want you to do because you'll never do it.
If you've got something to say, sweetheart, then say it.
You tilt your head, nodding. Eyebrows cocked as a hard O passes through pursed lips. Dean swallows hard, stumbling back a step, as if you had physically pushed him. He's seen you angry before, but never the full force of your fury, and it has never been directed at him. He knows damn well how much you hate being called sweetheart, especially by him, since he regularly uses it derisively and only lovingly when he's talking to the Impala. So it's going to be like that. Okay then. You really want to know? Dean takes a couple of more steps backward as you advance on him, before planting his feet and drawing himself up to his full height, trying to create an imposing figure against your rage.
I fucking asked, didn't I?
Fine, then I'll fucking tell you. Bringing both hands up, you shove him hard in the chest. The surprise of it makes him lose his footing, and he staggers back a step. I want you to stop treating me like I'm some porcelain doll that's going to break at the slightest touch. I want you to stop acting like an asshole and expecting me to walk away. He grunts when you jab your fingers into his chest. I want you to admit that you love me as much as I love you. You shove again, forcing the backs of his thighs to hit the TV stand, the small lamp toppling over and smashing as it hits the floor. The storm raging outside has intensified, as if being fueled by the emotions surging between you. The power briefly flickers off as a bright streak of lightning illuminates his face, revealing something more akin to lust than anger in his features, and a booming clap of thunder rattles the windows. Your fist pummels his chest as you shout, I want you to fuck me, Dean. I want you to bite me, mark me, claim me as yours. I want you to pound into me until my eyes roll back in my head and I'm screaming. Dean's grip is like a vice, fingers digging into the flesh of your upper arms as he lifts you, your feet barely grazing the floor, as he spins to the left and shoves you against the wall, growling,
Mine, Your head hits the cheap paneling with a soft thud, his lips pressed against yours in a punishing kiss. Thigh shoved against your core, the seam of your jeans pressed deliciously against your clit. His body pins you in place. The towel that had been wrapped around his waist now lies in a heap on the floor, the hard line of his swollen cock pressed against your hip bone. Dean pulls back, hands sliding down to grip yours, bringing them up and slamming them flat against the wall on either side of your head, fingers sliding between yours, eyes boring into you like a jaguar sizing up its prey. The ripple of muscle beneath stubbled skin as he clenches his jaw, mixed with the anger and raw hunger that fill his eyes, makes your pulse race, and the spark of arousal ignites. It takes all your willpower to keep yourself from squirming, grinding on the thick muscles of his leg. Anger still simmering beneath the surface, you offer him a smug smile instead, daring him to make a move. Neither one of you so much as blinks as the moment continues to drag on. And then, it's like a switch has flipped in Dean's brain. Uncertainty strips away the mask of controlled dominance. With a barely perceptible shake of his head, his lips part, fearful, dazed eyes search your face, begging you to tell him it's okay, that this is truly what you want. Seconds tick by as you continue to silently stare at him, your brain trying to catch up with the emotion, with everything you let the anger force from your mouth. His grip loosens, and you push forward before he can step away, crashing your lips to his, nose smashed against his cheek, teeth clicking as they meet. It takes him a second, but then you feel him lean in, kissing you back. It's rough and demanding, moist lips claiming yours, strong, powerful body pressing into yours like he could meld the two of you together with desire alone. Dean pushes his tongue against your clenched teeth, but the thin, fiery tendril of defiance left in you refuses the unspoken request, curious to see what he'll do. A whimper begrudgingly escapes your lips when he pulls away seconds later, only to nip roughly at your earlobe, scruff scraping deliciously along your skin. "Open up, baby." You continue to ignore him, turning your head to give him better access as he pushes impatient kisses along your jaw. "Now." The growl reverberates from deep in his chest, and your skin prickles as the sound resonates through you, mouth falling open around a sharp intake of breath as he bites into the taut muscle of your neck. Dean's quick to take advantage, tongue pressing into the moist heat. It's electric, teasing, and demanding. Heat blooms throughout your body, and your fingers finally curl around his as he continues the onslaught, tongue swirling with yours, seeking a connection. He thrusts his hips, grinding his stiff cock against the denim covering you. His leg bumps against your core, and he swallows down your wine. Dean continues to roll his hips as you undulate along his muscular thigh. The sensuousness of the moment quickly gives way to urgency. You barely have time to suck in a breath when he pulls away before his lips find yours again with a fierceness and passion that nearly makes you come. Large hands briefly cradle your face before sliding down your body and under your shirt. The skin-to-skin contact is like liquid lightning, making your heart jolt. The intensity of your desire is irrepressible. Your fingers brush his cheek, his temple, thread through his hair. One hand coming to rest between his shoulder blades, the other cupping the back of his head as you try to pull him impossibly closer. Dean apparently feels the same, chest heaving as he pulls back. There's a look of hedonistic debauchery you've never seen before, fixed on the divine proportions of his face. The AC cold air of the room is like ice against the heat of your skin as he pushes the hem of your shirt up your body. Releasing your hold on him, you raise your arms above your head, letting him slip it off and toss it to the floor. He takes his time, ghosting his fingers back down your arms, sucking at your earlobe and kissing along your neck. Thick fingers squeeze around your ribcage. The thought of the bruises he'll leave behind and the sheer strength in his hands alone makes you whimper. You feel more than hear his laugh. "Does that feel good, baby? It's what you wanted, right? For me to leave my mark on you?" Your walls clench and your cunt drips with desire. Knowing that your jeans are most likely soaked and that he can feel it against his skin makes you squirm. His grip tightens, fingers digging into your flesh, and you exhale, a breathy, "Yes." He slips his thumbs beneath the fabric of your bra to stroke the underside of your breasts, biting and licking along your clavicle. You're already wound so tight that when he bounces you on his thigh, you whine, "Dean, please," pressing your legs together around his, trying to gain more friction. Releasing the skin of your shoulder he's been sucking on, he searches your face with a smug smile. "Well, look at you. You're almost there, aren't you, baby?" You nod, even though it's not a question. Dean removes his leg and your knees give way. Before you can fall, he slips a hand between your thighs, keeping you upright against the wall, his fingers stroking you through the material on either side of the seam. "Damn, soaked right through your jeans." The pressure on your core increases ever so slightly, and you moan, tilting your head to the side and letting your mouth fall open. "Oh, baby girl, you look so beautiful. You think you can come for me like this?" Panting, you frantically nod. "Please, please." With a hand now cupping your breast, teasing the nipple with his fingers through the fabric, Dean places his thumb over the seam of the denim and licks the shell of your ear. "That's my good girl, begging so sweetly." The gravel of his voice vibrates against your eardrum. His fingers rub harder, faster, bringing you closer with each stroke. When he presses the hard line of the fabric against your clit with his thumb, growling, "Come for me, now." You keen his name, fingers digging into the balls of his shoulders for support, squeezing his hand tight between your legs. Your chest heaves and muscles spasm with each breath, jeans now thoroughly drenched with your release, where his hand cups your mound. Dean brings you down slowly, whispering praises, free hand cupping the back of your neck as he places kisses on your body wherever his lips can reach. With one final shudder, you release the grip on his shoulders, flexing your fingers to keep them from cramping. Warm hands cradle your face, tilting your head up. "That was so fucking hot." His smirk is smug, but there's something more behind his eyes. Soft, supple lips pressed against yours in a heated, lingering kiss. Dean is a man of few words, but the fervor behind the kiss, the evident passion, reveals the emotions he's been holding back. The realization makes your head spin and your pulse skitter. Dean pulls back but not away, eyes roaming your face, nose bumping against yours, lips a brush of dragonfly wings against your kiss-swollen mouth as you breathe in each other's air like it's the last breath you'll ever take. Tongue flicking out to moisten your lips, you manage to croak out, "Bed." Nodding in agreement, he tugs at the backs of your thighs, and your legs wrap around his waist as he hauls you up into his arms, lips sealed to yours once again. A hand grips the back of his head, the strands of his hair thick and soft as they brush against your fingers. The others dance down his spine, leaving a trail of goosebumps. When you grip a handful of his ass, tugging his hair at the same time, he grunts into your mouth and stumbles to the side, forcing your back into the decorative baluster of the half wall. "Sorry," he mumbles against your lips, and you laugh into the kiss as he readjusts his hold on you. Opening your eyes, you peek over his shoulder as he turns. "Right." Dean sucks your bottom lip between his, and you close your eyes once again. Caught up in the pleasure his talented mouth imparts, you don't pay attention to where he's going. The screech of the table legs when he bumps into it lets you know his error. You giggle at his huff of disappointment. "I said right." "This'll do," he grumbles, your ass hitting the polished wood with a thud when he lets go of you. He drops to his knees and loosens the laces on your boots, yanking them off and tossing them over his shoulder, your socks quickly following. He runs his hands up and down your legs, face contemplative as he stares to the side. "Dean?" He looks up, eyes full of uncertainty and hope. You're sure this is what you want? That you want me? I can't go back after. You cut him off with a finger placed against his lips. Smoothing a lock of hair at his temple, you softly smile. You grip beneath his chin and pull him up. As he stands, you let your hand slide down the freckled skin of his torso and eyes roam his body. Damn, he's magnificent. Raw strength and power contained in hard, compact muscle beneath soft, creamy skin. Both hands now mapping out the lines and curves of his rugged body, you smile sweetly. Oh, I am absolutely sure. The groan that rumbles from his chest when your hand wraps around his velvety shaft goes straight to your core, making you clench with yearning. But if this dick isn't inside me within the next 60 seconds, I am out the door. He grips your wrist, squeezing it until you release his cock from your grasp. Planting a hand on either side of your hips, he brings his face level with yours, ordering, "Bra off, now. I want to see you." You're tempted to stall, tease him a bit, but honestly, you don't want to wait any longer to feel him deep inside you. Cocking your head, you reach back to unhook the garment, eyeing him through your lashes as you slip the material from your shoulders and toss it to the side. Dean leans forward, forcing you to lie back on the table by will alone. Once your back hits the cool wood, he places his index finger at the base of your throat and traces a path down the center of your body to the waistband of your jeans. Your skin prickles with the ferocity of his stare as he pops the button and opens the zipper. "Hips up," is the next command. Placing your feet flat against his thighs for leverage, you lift your lower body, and he slides the denim along with your underwear down your legs, his gaze never leaving yours until they are completely removed. Gripping both your ankles, he shuffles forward, pulling your legs around his body. "Didn't you mention something about pounding into you until your eyes roll back in your head?" The tip of his cock brushes against your folds, and you both freeze, eyes going wide. "On birth control," you huff.
"It's been a while, but Sammy and I got tested at that clinic last week while you were getting checked out," he quickly responds. "I'm clean."
"Me too."
Arching a brow, he ruts against you, slicking himself up with your juices. "Condom?"
"No, I'm good. Just fuck me already," you whine, the thought clicking in your brain. "Wait, what do you mean it's been a while?"
The quick thrust of his hips cuts you off as you inhale sharply. Dean doesn't stop until he's fully seated, stretching your walls and filling you completely.
"Better hold on tight."
Hands now firmly gripping your hips, he slowly drags out before slamming back in with a snap of his hips. The incoherent sound that escapes your mouth makes him laugh.
"That's it. I want you to be nice and loud. I want to hear you over the storm."
A bright flash lights up the room and a low rumble follows, appearing to agree. He repeats the action a couple more times as you scramble to find something to hold onto, finally settling on his forearm. Once your fingers wrap around his arms, he sets a relentless pace and you writhe beneath him, legs squeezing around his waist. No one has ever filled you so completely.
"Fuck. Yeah."
Curses and moans fall from your lips as each thrust splits you further open, bringing you closer to sweet release. The table shifts and groans beneath you, and Dean's fingers dig into the flesh of your ass to keep you close. Your walls begin to flutter, and he hums.
"There it is. I can feel you're getting close. You gonna come all over my big, thick cock?"
Nodding, you watch him through hooded lids. The pace he's set allows you to do little else except hang on and take it. A sheen of sweat covers both your bodies, and your hands slip before quickly finding purchase, cupping the backs of his elbows. You buck your own hips, trying to match his pace.
"Yeah, you are."
Biting his lower lip, he drags it through his teeth and winks.
"Gonna make you scream my name, just like you wanted."
Damn. Him and that filthy, sinful mouth of his. Blood rushes to your core as a loud crack fills the room,
sounding more like wood splintering than lightning.
Son of a bitch.
Dean swiftly scoops you up as two of the table legs give way, the edge of the table where your head had been hitting the floor. Wrapping your arms around his shoulders, you bury your face in his neck, the shock of it making you tremble. His arm tightens around your back like an iron band. The other hand strokes your hair as he whispers in your ear.
It's okay. I gotcha. You're safe.
You can feel his heart pounding against his ribcage, matching yours beat for beat. The high of your near orgasm mixed with the adrenaline of surprise makes you laugh. Dean's embrace loosens at the sound, and he nudges your head with his, trying to get you to look at him.
You all right there?
Yeah. Are you?
Yep, I'm good.
You press a couple of tiny kisses into his skin before pulling away to look at him and whine, I was so fucking close. Dean laughs, eyes scanning what he can see of your body as you do the same, checking to make sure the other isn't hurt.
Well, we can still take care of that, if you want.
Yes, please. Winking, you kiss the tip of his nose. Without further delay, Dean walks the two of you over to the bed, his stiff shaft slapping against your ass, having slipped out of you when he lifted you from the table. You half expect him to toss you onto the mattress when he reaches your destination. Instead, he kneels on the bed as you cling to him, crawling across the bedding to gently lay you down, head resting on the pillow. His hands slide down your body as he sits back on his haunches, eyes immediately focusing on your aching core, biting his bottom lip and wiggling his eyebrows. He brushes a thumb over your folds, and you roll onto his touch, mouth falling open around a soft O.
So responsive.
Gently parting your lips with his fingers, he lets out a low whistle.
Look how wet you are. Come dripping, just for me.
Swirling a finger in the slick mess, he leans over and places a kiss on your knee.
Want to taste this sweet little pussy? Make you come all over my face.
Fuck. Me. You whimper, his touch making you throb with need.
We'll get to that. But first.
Thumb still circling your clit, two thick digits slide into your wet heat, pumping slowly. When he curls them against your G-spot, your back bows off the bed.
Found it.
Cursing his name, your eyes snap to his, and you grab his wrist, halting any further movement. No. Fuck me. You can taste later. Dean pulls his fingers from inside you and you let go of his hand. With a self-satisfied grin, he brings his fingers to his mouth to suck them clean. Your hands fist the sheets when he closes his eyes and moans in apparent ecstasy, before releasing them with a lewd pop and licking his lips.
Yum. Better than I ever imagined.
I hate you.
No. You don't.
Maybe if I get to taste you. He brushes your hand away as you reach for him.
Later, remember?
I hate you. Dean barks out a laugh at your petulant frown.
Well, let's see what we can do to change that.
The rough pads of his fingers skim along the soft skin of your thighs and across your stomach until he cups a breast in each hand, gently kneading them. You can't help but beg when his tongue laves over pebbled skin, teeth nipping at the hardened nub. Dean, please, stop teasing.
I gotcha, baby girl.
He rasps before taking the other nipple into his mouth. Dean continues to suckle your breast, one hand tugging at your hair, the other splayed across your stomach, thumb rubbing against your clit. When he slides home, splitting you open once again, you arch into him. His mouth releases your breast, and he kisses his way up your chest to your mouth as he rocks into you. Sensation consumes every fiber of your being. You can feel him everywhere, touching, tasting, filling the empty spaces of your soul, and you still beg him for more. Harder. Hands sliding beneath your ass, he pulls you up into his lap as he straightens. He waits until you plant your feet flat on either side of him and drives into you, hitting places deep inside you never thought possible. You can feel every inch of his steely shaft throbbing with desire, and you know he's close, too. Not gonna last long. He grunts. I wanna feel you come on my dick.
You dig your heels into the mattress, meeting him thrust for thrust.
Come on, baby. I can feel how close you are.
You reach for him, begging.
Come with me.
A hand presses into the mattress above your shoulder as he leans over you. The other grips your thigh and hitches it over his hip. The new angle sends him deeper, pushing you closer to the edge. He presses his forehead to yours, and you pant into each other's mouth. Dean continues to rail into you, grunting with each snap of his hips.
So fucking close. Come on, just a little more.
The sweat of your bodies causes your leg to slip, and his fingers dig into your thigh, holding it tight against his side. You're not sure how he can continue to form words as your brain has turned to mush, incoherent cries the only sound passing through your lips. He places a kiss to your forehead, then huffs.
Touch yourself.
The moment your fingers slide over your clit, your walls clench around him. Your other hand grips a handful of his hair and tugs.
Fuck, yeah.
Your toes curl and you feel the wave of pleasure surge through your body. Dean continues to spit out words as your walls start to spasm around him.
Shit. So tight. Yeah. Son of a.
He slams in all the way to the hilt one last time, throwing his head back with a feral roar, cock pulsing deep inside you, bathing your walls with his cum. Your breath sticks in your throat before finally pushing out with a scream of his name, your cunt gripping him tight, eyes rolling back just like you wanted. When neither of you has anything left to give, Dean collapses on top of you, and you welcome the weight, pressing you into the mattress, grounding you. You both groan when his softened dick slips from inside you, and he rolls to his back. His hand finds yours and laces your fingers together before bringing them up to rest on his chest. You can feel his heart still thudding beneath his ribs.
Fuck, that was... awesome.
You turn your head to catch the stupefied grin on his face and giggle.
Yeah, awesome.
He continues to stare at the ceiling, and you can practically see the wheels turning inside his head, knowing where his thoughts are taking him when the smile fades from his face. Before he can drift any further down that path, you tug at the hand holding yours.
Hey, what you thinking about?
He plasters a half-assed smile on his face as he turns his head.
Nothing.
Bullshit. The corner of his mouth curls up at you calling him out.
Fine.
He scrubs a hand down his face, nervousness etched in his features.
Is this a one and done?
His fingers flex around yours and you squeeze his hand in reassurance.
Not unless you want it to be. No, that's not what I want. You?
Nope.
Good.
Nodding, he smiles, looking up at the ceiling once again.
Good.
Dean, are you scared? His response is barely a whisper.
A little.
You tug his hand again, pulling him toward you. He rolls to his side and you smile.
Me too, but I believe in us.
Dean snuggles in beside you, head resting on your chest, arm draped across your waist. The storm has lulled, and the two of you lay in silence, listening to the gentle sounds of the spring shower playing outside the window, comfortable and safe in each other's arms. You thought he might have drifted off to sleep when he suddenly asks,
How did you know? How I felt about you, I mean.
Fingers tracing random patterns on your arm.
Woman's intuition.
You giggle softly. The calloused pads of his fingers glide over the delicate skin of your wrist and palm, fingers intertwining with yours as he laughs in response.
Seriously?
Yeah. His hair is spiky, damp from his shower and exertion, and tickles your skin as you play with it. I've noticed the way you've been looking at me lately and felt the shift in the way you treat me.
What do you mean?
You've been... His fingers resume their drawing, this time softer, lighter as he traces a single path up to your shoulder, across your collarbone, and down your side, making your body shudder beneath his touch.
Been a hell of a cockblock lately. I thought that guy in Erie was going to piss his pants when you interrupted our conversation. And the overprotectiveness needs to stop. Don't think I didn't hear you growl at the poor harmless drunk that bumped into me as we entered that bar a couple of weeks ago.
What? I didn't.
A gentle smack to the back of the head cuts him off as he whines.
Hey, ow.
Don't lie.
Okay, fine.
But he could have knocked you down and seriously hurt you, and who knows what kind of cooties he had.
Cooties? Really? What are you, like 5 now?
You burst out laughing.
All right, all right.
Dean gently slaps the side of your ass before resting his hand on your thigh.
Anything else?
Yeah. The way you stare at me when you think I'm not looking.
The muscles of his shoulders flex as your hand drifts up and down his back.
I know that look. I've seen it in the mirror. It's the way I look whenever I think about you.
The warm breath of his sigh skims across your stomach.
I know why I didn't say anything. Can I ask why you haven't? Before today?
Because no matter how much I wanted it to be true, no matter how sure I thought I was, there was still a niggling doubt.
Your hand stills, resting at the small of his back. When you left with the blonde that night, his fingers press into the flesh of your thigh, tugging you to your side as he shifts up the bed. You hadn't realized how much the thought of him having sex with her hurt until now, lying face to face. You close your eyes against the intensity of the curious green eyes, staring back at you to keep the tears at bay.
Hey.
The softness in his voice and the warmth of his strong, solid hand as it cups your cheek make your heart flutter. Thumb stroking across your cheek, he whispers,
look at me, baby. Please?
Wrapping your fingers over his forearm, you slowly open your eyes. The smile that greets you is more glorious than a sunrise.
There she is. So beautiful.
He kisses the tip of your nose and pulls back so that you can see the sincerity in his face.
I didn't sleep with her.
It takes a moment for your brain to register what he said.
But
Dean shakes his head.
I took her home, made sure she got safely inside, and then left.
A finger crooks under your chin, pressing your gaping mouth closed as he continues.
I slept in baby, in a clearing I found just outside of town.
Why?
She wasn't you.
He shrugs, a self-conscious little smile on his lips.
So?
Your brain can't seem to comprehend the information or Dean's uncharacteristic willingness to share. Single-word sentences, the only response you're capable of at the moment. Dean chuckles at your apparent confusion.
So I wasn't lying when I said it's been a long time.
Oh, okay. Hey, progress. You managed to get 2 words out.
His long, thick tongue slides out to wet his lips, and like magic, your brain and mouth work together as one again.
Exactly how long? Why did you pretend that you slept with her? How many others did you pretend you'd slept with? Why didn't you say anything before?
Dean's eyes widen at your sudden rush of words. Before you can utter another one, his hand shifts and his thumb presses into your lips.
Shh.
You open your mouth to protest and he arches a brow. You'd be lying if you said the gesture didn't make you feel all warm and gooey inside. So you quickly press your lips closed. Dean smiles knowingly at your acquiescence, and you resist the urge to kick him in the shin.
I didn't tell you because people that get too close to me get dead.
His thumb presses harder against your lips when you start to open them again.
Because I wasn't sure that you felt the same. Because I don't deserve.
Your fingers dig into the flesh of his arm as fire rages in your heart. Pulling his hand away from your face, you growl.
You finish that sentence, Dean Winchester, and you and I will never have sex again.
The look of dumbfounded shock on his face would have made you laugh if you weren't so angry with him again. I don't give a flying fuck what labels you've been given in the past. The dutiful brother, the perfect vessel, Daddy's little soldier. You are so much more than all of that. You deserve happiness, Dean. You deserve to have a life of your own. Your life matters, too. Your anger quickly dissipates, seeing the uncertainty and sadness floating in the watery pools of those spellbinding eyes. Stroking your thumb across his cheeks as you hold his face between your hands, you swallow the lump forming in your throat. I've been through a couple of apocalypses with you now. I get that this life is hard, but that's all the more reason to take happiness where you can find it. Dean blinks, your thumb quickly brushing away the tear that escapes the corner of his eye. I get that we could have 50 years or 50 hours. The thing is, I don't care as long as I get to spend every minute with you. Every minute? That might get a little suffocating. His attempt at a joke to lighten the mood breaks the dam, and you huff out a sob as the tears spill over your lashes. Lightly slapping his cheek, you grumble, "You're such an ass." "Yeah, but I'm your ass." He laughs, kissing your forehead as he pulls you into a tight embrace. Good. The two of you lay in silence, clinging to each other as you let the emotions settle. The distant rumble of thunder makes you hum.
At least the storm's passed.
He yawns. Oh, babe, we are the storm. Dean rolls onto his back, laughing, and tucks you into his side.
My own little hurricane.
Kissing the top of your head, he whispers,
I love you.
Throwing a leg over his and tightening your arm around his waist, you whisper into his neck, I love you too. When his breaths slow and even out, you slip from the bed. Staring at your reflection in the mirror, your fingers lightly trail over the bite marks and bruises littering your body. A broad smile plays on your lips, knowing that you'll be able to feel them for days while they lay hidden to passersby beneath your clothing. Stepping out of the bathroom, you smile at the soft snores that fill the room. The sleeping hunter is lying on his back, an arm thrown above his head, body gloriously on display. Your nails graze the flesh of his thigh, his skin pebbles, and his cock twitches. The muscles of his torso flex beneath your fingers as you trace a slow path up to his collarbone. When your knuckles softly graze his cheek, he peels his eyelids open and arches an eyebrow in question. Ready for round two? The peak of tongue between teeth and the low hiss of breath are all the answer you need.